From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In their first strategic dialogue since Presidents Donald Trump and Xi Jinping met in April, senior U.S. and Chinese leaders met in Washington Wednesday. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson urging Beijing to pressure North Korea to rein in its banned nuclear and missile program.
Whether it is money laundering, extorting Korean expatriates, or malicious cyber activity, North Korea has engaged in a number of criminal enterprises that help fund its weapons programs. We must step up our efforts to help to curtail these sources of revenue. Countries around the world and in the UN Security Council are joining in this effort, and we hope China will do their part as well.
Tillerson said both sides reaffirmed a commitment to full implementation of UN Security Council resolutions, including sanctioned North Korean enterprises. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis said the two countries share common ground on Pyongyang.
China continues to work these issues. The reason for this dialogue that we had today was to have an open and frank dialogue about what more can be done in areas of common interest. And I would point out to you that China's end state on the Korean Peninsula in terms of nuclear weapons is the same as ours, and we continue to work towards that end state.
They also discussed maritime tensions in the South China Sea, counterterrorism, and improved military-to-military contacts with Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi and Army Chief General Fong Fenghui. The UN Security Council Wednesday unanimously backed creation of a West African force to combat jihadists in the arid Sahel region.
La France salue l'adoption à l'unanimité.
The French UN ambassador, François Delattre, commended the unanimous decision to use all necessary means to combat the terrorist threat, which he said knows no borders. This is VOA News. Belgium is on alert after Tuesday's failed bombing at a Brussels train station. The attacker, identified as a 36-year-old Moroccan national, described as sympathetic to Islamic State, was killed by a soldier after he tried to detonate a suitcase filled with nails and gas bottles. 32 people were killed by suicide bombers in March of last year at Brussels Airport and a city train stop. U.S. and Canadian law enforcement are investigating the stabbing Wednesday of a police officer at the airport in Flint, Michigan, by a 49-year-old Canadian Muslim identified as Amor Fatoui of Montreal. David Gelios is the Special Federal Bureau of Investigation agent heading the case.
We are investigating this incident today that happened at about 9:45 this morning as an act of terrorism.
He said the suspect is in custody and cooperating with authorities and appears to have acted alone. The officer, Jeff Neville, was stabbed in the neck and is reported to be in stable condition. Canadian police reportedly carried out a search of Fatoui's home and made arrests. Secretary of State Tillerson said Wednesday Saudi Arabia and others who broke ties with Qatar must present Doha with their grievances as a first step to resolving the two-week-old dispute.
Our role has been to encourage the parties to get their issues on the table, clearly articulated, so that those issues can be addressed and some resolution process can get underway to bring this to a conclusion.
The State Department on Tuesday said it was mystified why Riyadh, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Bahrain have not yet publicly explained their concerns. They've accused Qatar of supporting terrorism, a charge Doha denies. The mayor of the Central African Republic town of Bria said Wednesday the death toll in sectarian violence has risen to as many as 100 and could rise further. The town is in the heart of diamond mining area. The clashes, which caused dozens of others to be wounded, pitted armed factions of Silica Muslims against anti-Balika fighters and erupted hours after Bangui signed a peace agreement with most of the country's armed groups in an effort to end 4 years of violence that has killed thousands. The UN Wednesday said the Republic of Congo will withdraw its hundreds of UN peacekeepers from Central African Republic over sexual abuse allegations that revealed systemic problems in command and control. A UN inquiry uncovered at least 3 reported incidents of abuse so far this year by Congolese troops, 9 last year. Falling energy prices led to declines in U.S. stocks Wednesday. Oil prices have fallen to their lowest level in almost a year despite producer efforts to cut output. Oil has fallen more than 20% this year, with U.S. crude trading above $42 a barrel, Brent crude under $45. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.